of what was once clean, beautiful, and healthy. I'm not human. I will wear that as a badge of honor. I am a neoanthrope. I obviously can outthink these people. I obviously have a conscience. I obviously have the ability to feel other people's pain and do something about it. I will not take the food out of the mouth of a baby. I will not take the health care away from an elderly person. I will not let people starve to death or have to have a mother going out and giving blowjobs to feed her kids. I'm not human. Humans do that. That's not me. And I will not destroy a very good political system, a very good financial system in the country, and destroy it and give a good break to the people who destroyed it. I'm human. I'm a new human. I'm liberal. I'm a neoanthrope. I'm not human. And thank God I'm not. These slow, incestuous, sick monsters. Thank God I'm not one of them. Like that stupid evangelical idiot over in Texarkana, bringing women and kids into the church and turning them into his basic sex slaves. And then when he's confronted by a news person, he tells that person that he's the Antichrist, you know. Newsman. Rick Sanchez, Antichrist. Weird. And that this Antichrist guy, news guy, is going to go to hell. Does that have any logic to it at all? That's coming from a human. I got this mega church, and I owe millions of dollars in back taxes to Internal Revenue, and I'm taking women and kids in, and I'm dealing with the kids and the women, and anybody confronts me on it, they're the Antichrist, and they're going to go to hell. My dear Rangers, that's very human. Thank God I'm not. I'm a neoanthrope. I'm a new human. I'm a liberal. And I feel so much more relaxed right now, knowing that I can now understand why these Republicans are what they are. Something I couldn't understand before, because now I know they are human. And I am not human. Therefore, I cannot really understand. I can pick out neoanthrope motions from them. It's like when you go to a zoo and you watch the monkeys. You can see them doing little characteristics that you think, oh my God, that's almost human. Humans do that all the time. They go and they look at these monkeys and say, look, he's just like me. And I'm over there, yeah, yeah, he is. Yes, he is. But he's not. He's not human. He's a different species. And I've been spending my entire life looking at these humans, these Republican humans, thinking, what if I went wrong? Why is it I can't understand them? They appear to be like me. They have some of the mannerisms, but the thought process is just absolutely wrong. You know, the humans look at the monkey picks up some of his feces and he throws it at the human. That's what monkeys do. I look at these Republican humans, and they pick up their feces and they throw it at me. That's what humans do. Neoanthropes don't do that. Liberals don't do that. When we throw out information, it's fact. It's right. And it's right on the money. So anyway, as I started out, here we are. I'm I'm kind of enjoying the meltdown. I'm sorry that good people are going to get hurt. But survival of the fittest is survival of the fittest. And if they are the slowest and they are the stupidest, you know, maybe it's time to weed out the garden. I'm not human. Nothing is black and white. We don't have a choice of three. I'm not an angel. I'm not human. And I'm not a monster. But I am different. And I'm naming myself as a neoanthrope. I am a new human. The new humans that started out in the 1700s that put together this most magnificent country and this magnificent constitution, which I have a copy of on my desk at work, by the way. For all these morons, when they come up with this feces they pull out of their pants and start slinging around, I always pick up my constitution and say, sorry, that doesn't say that. Put your feces back in your pants. Nice little human. Rally in our differences. That's what makes us more than they are. I will not insult them anymore. I will not go back and say, they're subhuman. I'm human. They're subhuman. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take away their humanity. No more than I would go to a monkey cage and say, you're not a monkey. You're a sub-monkey. No, they can be monkeys. These humans can be humans. But you know, the difference between a monkey and a human is immense. The difference between a human and a neoanthrope is immense. There's nothing wrong with saying, okay, we got us a new species here. Sorry, humans, but you have been bypassed. And in the great scheme of time, you will go the way of the Neanderthals. And then a beautiful world will open up. And things will be magnificent. Monkeys are still happy in their jungle. I don't see any reason why, you know, humans can't be happy in their little locations. But, you know, you don't take a monkey out and say, Mr. President, what shall we do in this country? We want you to be our president. Oh, wait, I got to take that back. They did do that to George Bush, didn't they? Okay, so, yeah, they let a monkey run the country. Okay, fine. But that was a human mistake. That wasn't a neoanthrope mistake. It wasn't a liberal mistake. Nor is this meltdown a liberal mistake. Good Lord Almighty. Only a human can come up with a concept like that. Hey, everybody, I just screwed everything up in the financial world in America. But guess what? It's their fault. Maybe we'll put a little place across the water. Maybe we'll send them off into another little place and keep a little separation between the humans and the neoanthropes. And you know, the monkeys can have their jungle, the humans can have their Republican convention hall, and we can have the world, because it's due us, because we are the newer, the faster, the brighter, the neoanthropes. And for them, they'll just be madmen across the water.
Thank you. as a joke, and I know very well it's one of those that I told you long ago. Take my word, I'm laughing, don't you know? Whoa. Once a fool had a good part in the play. If it's so, would I still be here today? It's quite peculiar in a funny sort of way. They think it's very funny, everything I say. Get a load of him, he's so insane. You better get your coat.
Rick's Place on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. Hang in there, Rangers. We're fixing to be right back.
Here's the guy changing the way you hear music, Billy Shears.
Sounds every Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. You'll hear the latest in new music releases, special segments like One Hit Wonders, Under the Covers, and Night Sounds dedications with the sassy and classy Erica Richards. For requests and dedications, direct your email to nightsounds@billyshearsmusic.com. So tune in and stop by the chat room this Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Thanks for lending an ear.
Uncle Sam says, turn in your coins. Now that President Bush has declared martial law, it will be illegal to be in possession of precious metals after the first of the year. That's why all citizens are urged to redeem their coins at any of the over 48,000 Halliburton service stations throughout the United States. We call it Operation Change for the Better, and for good reason. First, the new money is based on a petroleum standard, so the coins will appear in gallon denominations instead of dollars, which makes sense since that's where most of your income goes anyway. Let's familiarize ourselves with the new coins, starting with the 10-gallon denomination, which features the president's mother, Barbara Bush, who will forever be remembered for single-handedly changing the world's perspective by noting that the refugees of Hurricane Katrina were better off after the disaster than before. This happy fact is memorialized on the reverse with the adorable image of two lost children paddling past the Superdome. The 5-gallon coin celebrates our comatose press and the 5th anniversary of Larry King's momentous interview with Elizabeth Taylor on the eve of the Iraq War. This coin is also known as the Buffaloed Press Nickel because of the American bison on the reverse butting heads with the liberal media. The 1-gallon coin, or the Condi, honors Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, whose solution to Middle East conflict is summarized on the reverse, piping Persia for peace. The half-gallon coin, or the Scalia, depicts the Supreme Court justice against a backdrop of uncounted Florida ballots, while on the reverse, presidential advisor Karl Rove celebrates the modern miracle of electronic voting. Finally, there's the 1-cup coin, or the Bracero, honoring the millions of aliens the president welcomed into the American labor pool. It features the unknown Bracero on the front. While on the back, more illegals jumped the border in Roger Clark Wilson's Gateway to Servitude. Yes, a fitting tribute to big business's final triumph over organized labor. The larger denominations begin with the 25-gallon Royal Limbaugh. Celebrating uniformity of speech, it features a Greco-Roman interpretation of commentators Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter under the banner One Media, One Voice. The 50-gallon coin pays homage to Donald Rumsfeld and the concept of democracy at gunpoint. The 75-gallon coin features Vice President Cheney and the creed for which he's dedicated the bulk of his public life, In Greed We Trust. On the reverse, an American eagle and the price of gas engage in a symbolic race for the moon. Finally, there's the 100-gallon coin, or the Bush doubloon. The presidential credo, fighting terrorism by creating it, is featured. While on the reverse, the events of 9/11 are recalled under the motto, Lest they forget, we'll remind. Here, a new World Trade Center rises from the ashes of the Pentagon, crusted by the men of Iwo Jima. On the right, Vice President Cheney is seen canceling North American fighter cover. While on the left, the president reads My Pet Goat to Florida kindergartners. Yes, it's a vivid snapshot of that fateful day, captured for all time in 100% depleted uranium. Be among the first to redeem coins worth 100 gallons or more and receive this limited edition doubloon featuring President Bush along with Presidents Hoover and Harding, kindred leaders who also labored under a plundered economy. Yes, it's out with the old, in with the new. Operation Change for the Better from the United States government and Halliburton, working together to round up every cent you have. Percentage of every Halliburton purchase is donated to the New Orleans Wetlands Preserve.
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty. And you wonder, what can I do? Join the thousands of caring people who let Heifer International be their helping hands in the world. Right now, from Appalachia to Zimbabwe, Heifer is helping thousands of families become more self-reliant through the gifts of livestock and learning. Heifer provides farm animals that produce milk, eggs, and other products. That means milk to drink and products like cheese to sell. Having income means families can have better housing and health care, and their children can go to school. And recipients share their success, passing on the gift of their animal offspring to other families in need, ensuring dignity, self-reliance, and hope for the future. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
Welcome back, Rangers, to Rick's Place. Now here's the number one Ranger, the proprietor of Rick's and Horn's psychotherapist, Rick Goodner.
Welcome back, Rangers. This is Rick Goodner. You're here at Rick's Place. Head On Radio Network, The Horn, America's Liberal Voice. Had a nice little engagement over the first hour. I really enjoyed it. And now I'm going to keep my promise and talk about, well, who gets the blame for this financial mess that we're in? I have told you that I do get up every morning listening to right-wing radio. And when I get up every morning listening to right-wing radio, I get a big, big feeling of the liberals did it. The liberals did it. The liberals did it. You know, it's like, it reminds me of Russia and Germany, so that no matter what the hell went wrong, the well runs dry, sewage gets into the well, people get sick, the Jews put poison in your well. You know, they have to have somebody to be the scapegoat. Well, I'm sorry, America. Liberals are not out to destroy America. We are America. Got that? This land is your land. Rudy Guthrie, liberal. Oh, beautiful America. Two lesbian lovers wrote the song, liberal. Got that? Do you see how this stuff is going? The poem on the Statue of Liberty, written by a liberal. You know, we are the patriots in this country. We are the ones who really love this country, and we love the Constitution. We don't want to get up and change it like you humans do. We love America. Pledge of Allegiance, written by a member of the American Socialist Party many, many years ago. And the same pledge that you say today was written by a liberal. Because back then, to be a liberal, you had to be a member of the Socialist Party. And so he was. So it was written by a liberal. With one difference. In the 1950s, they added in a phrase, one nation under God. You know, that wasn't the original. That was added later. Because they're afraid of those godless communists, you know, that don't exist anymore, except in China, where all big business loves China. You know, the communists. So, here we be. Proof, proof, proof. Liberals love America. Liberals love the Constitution. Liberals are willing to fight for a war that is justified to defend the Constitution and the United States of America, not big business interests. We support the troops better. We're going to make sure that they're fed. We're going to make sure they don't have to live under bridges when they get home. We're going to make sure that they get the mental health services that they need. I know. I have given thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of my time free to work with indigent Vietnam veterans to help them get back to functioning again, so that whenever someone comes up behind them and drops something, they don't have to jump and get underneath a mailbox. Yes, I've seen it happen. You know, it really amazes me that so many members of the armed forces are conservative and they do support the Republican Party. But the fact of the matter is, if you're being shot at, most of the soldiers, as much as 6 out of 7 of the soldiers, support the Democratic Party and liberal views. There are no Republicans in a foxhole. There are no Republicans in a foxhole. That has to be understood. And once that is understood, then everything else falls in place. There are no Republicans in a foxhole. I have done plenty of charity work for people that the government should have supported, that we support the troops people turned their back on immediately when they came back, and they're going to do it again. I have given my time. I have my vana fides. We're going to make sure that the VA is a clean, modern, up-to-date hospital. Not not a haven for incompetent doctors and nurses, but a real functioning hospital, because liberals support the troops. We're willing to pay our money to support the troops, unlike the conservatives who have destroyed America. Let's talk about that for a second. We know from 70-some-odd years of the experiment that communism does not work. It doesn't work. It took 70-some-odd years for them to finally get it through their head that it does not work. Then we have this competing theory of government, which is conservatism. Luckily, we didn't have to spend 70-some-odd years to find out. We know today that the conservative approach to government does not work. Conservatism is as bankrupt as communism. It's useless. Oh, what a wonderful phrase. I didn't plan that, Rangers. I did not. Bankrupt is absolutely the right word to say. It is the right word to say. Conservatism is bankrupt. It doesn't work. It cannot work. You cannot take a government and make it so small that you can drown it in a bathtub. Grover, by the way, that makes you a traitor, not a patriot. Do you understand that? If you want to destroy the American Constitution, you're a traitor. Constitution works, and it works well. Works very well. I have had absolutely no problem whatsoever with any part of the Constitution, except the part where you take slaves and count them as a certain amount of humanity. That was wrong, but it was a different time, and that has been adjusted with amendments, and that's good. But you do not take away the civil rights of an individual to have a free press, freedom of speech, and the right to get out of jail if those that are holding you have no right to hold you. Conservatism wants you to be spied upon. Conservatives want you to be arrested and tortured and abused for their political goals, which are useless and stupid. We've had the great experiment, guys, and it has failed. The conservative school of thought does not work. The conservative school of thought for government does not work. Conservatives are morally bankrupt, and they have no place in the American government anymore. See, you can't get this through to humans. You can't. Not to these humans. These, and I feel sorry for them because they don't have the mental capacity to make the leap in imagination and understanding to really grasp what is going on. They don't have that mental ability, and I feel sorry for them. But not to the point that I'm going to let a monkey rule me. Humans have screwed up, and they're going to continue to screw up. And right now, they're going around hollering and screaming, oh, look what the liberals have done to us. Look what the liberals have done to us. By the way, guys, did y'all know that it's Clinton's fault? It's Clinton's fault. I promise you, it's Clinton's fault. Just ask any conservative. He will tell you it's Clinton's fault.
Oh,
Okay, as I promised you, I'm going to tell you now how Bill Clinton is to blame. It's his fault for this economic meltdown. Well, let's see. The right wing puts it this way. You see, during the time that Clinton was being impeached for having a blowjob, the Congress was, of course, controlled by Republicans. And Republicans have always wanted to take all control off from everything. They want the police to go away. You know, if you're not watching them, they can steal more. And if their friends can steal more, they can give more over to them. That's why there are so many damn Republicans in prison now for illegal activities. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I can remember out of the Reagan administration, I'm pretty sure it was close to 400 people were in prison for illegal activities. It's not unusual for Republicans to do that. But anyway, Bill Clinton was president, got himself a nice little blowjob. He deserved it. Hard-working man, did some good stuff, he deserved it. If any man in America deserves a blowjob, Bill Clinton deserved a blowjob. I can understand how that would really upset Republicans. I mean, outside of kids, they can't get one from anybody. So, anyway, they're kind of upset. But anyway, the gangrenge of them kind of pushed everything through. They wanted everything to go through. They needed it to go through. They wanted all the controls taken off. Well, of course, there was enough Democrats still left that had a little bit of backbone. And there was Bill Clinton. And so the only thing that was going to get through their hands had to be something that had built-in transparency and protection in it. And it passed. It passed that way. Okay, Rick, how does this happen? They passed something that gave an awful lot of freedom to bankers and stuff, but yet had transparency and regulations that could easily be enforced, that to make sure that this disaster that's happened wouldn't happen. So why did it happen? Well, then you've got that pretender to the throne, George Bush, came in office. And like everything else, he did not like the police. I guess that comes from him getting in so much trouble when he was in his younger days. You know, there's cocaine and drinking and marijuana and other things days. So he doesn't like police too much. Plus, his corporate masters don't like police. So what they did is they took the police off. They gutted the program so that there could be no one watching. And then what they couldn't gut, they put their cronies in office and say, well, let's take our hands off. We're not going to watch what's going on. There's no reason to. This is free market economics. These people need to make money. It's their money. They have a right to it. You don't have to have police. They're going to do the right thing. This is America, right? They're not going to get greedy and then take off on their yacht. No. Everything's going to be fine. So no one was watching the hen house. And the weasels were in control. And all the eggs got broken. All the chicks were eaten. That's how it happened. Okay, now there's another little twist. You see, they put together a nice little bit of program to help poor people actually get a part of America. You know, George Bush's ownership of America. Well, of course, this was not put in by George Bush. And it was a system set up that had government backing to guarantee that that lower income people could actually get homes. And it was backed up by the federal government. And so not a penny was lost that way. Not a penny was lost that way. Well, the right-wing morons are taking this because, you know, they lie. They love the lie. They do love the lie. They're just liars. Liars, liars, liars. And they love to lie. Have I mentioned they were liars? So when the crooks on Wall Street and in the big banks decided to send out these notices that they would be taking subprime loans, which means
risky loans. They started giving anybody who wanted to apply a loan. Of course they did. They got money for it. Then they'd bungle those up in nice little packages. They'd send them around. And everybody else would buy them up. And nobody was inspecting. There was no police watching. Everybody thought, okay, I'm going to get mine. Don't fool yourself for a moment, Rangers. They knew there was junk in those packages. But they have watched people before make an extraordinary amount of money off from this junk. And so they wanted a piece of the action. It's called greed. Greed. Okay? And so they bought junk, thinking they're going to pass it off to the next person. And that's how it happened. It was not the programs that were set up to help the poor to get into housing. That was not it. But the conservatives are out there screaming, well, that's what happened. Bill Clinton took the rules off, and then they forced the banks to make loans to these people who couldn't pay it. Well, that's garbage. It's a lie. A lie. A lie. They love to lie. They can't tell the truth. They won't tell the truth. Ask them any questions. How many kids you got? They're going to lie to you. What's your race? They're going to lie to you. I'll tell you right here. They're white. Not that there's anything wrong with being white. It's just that that's where the big money's at. Street crime is different. But if you want the big money, you got to be white and you got to get up on top. And you got to steal millions. Because if you steal the millions, you're going to get away. If you steal the millions, you're going to get away. If you there was a guy the other day that broke into a piggy bank and stole 20 bucks and is now serving life in prison. Life in prison, this is God's honest truth, life in prison for stealing 20 bucks out of a kid's piggy bank. And these fools, they're going to sail away on their yacht. And they're still going to live in America. And they're going to be respected people in their community and their church when they finally die. That preacher's going to get up there and talk about the most wonderful guy that's ever lived in his life. He's a thief, and he's a liar. He's a crook. That's what he is. That's what all Republicans are. Thieves, liars, crooks, bigots, liars. So anyway, that's why Bill Clinton is to blame. That's what the right-wing radio shows are saying every morning. Isn't that right, G. Gordon Liddy? The G-Man. The great American true hero. God. Oh, it's amazing. It's all a pack of lies. It's all a pack of lies. The liberals in America are not guilty of this. Bill Clinton is not guilty of this. George Bush and his Republican thieves, liars, they are responsible. And now we have a chance for a bailout. I have mixed feelings about that. Part of me doesn't want the markets to crash. Part of me wants these people to suffer and burn. But I can be nicer than that. So here we sit, trying to figure out what to do. What to do indeed. And so is Congress. And what you have now is a group of people in America who do not understand that if these big banks fall, the little banks are going to fall. And then it's going to be a bigger mess than it is today. What they don't understand is that their job and their future is tied completely to these thieves and liars in the big banks who are going to turn out just fine. Don't worry about them. They're going to be fine. I promise you, they're still going to be rich. They're still going to have everything. They're not going to spend a day in jail. They're going to be fine. I know you're worried about them. Don't. They're going to be okay. So people are losing their homes, And other people are saying, the other people who have their homes and who really do not believe they're going to lose their homes, are saying, well, let them. I don't want to buy tax money going to bail these people out. But as soon as the banks fall and the small banks close, there's not going to be any money to borrow. And if there's no money to borrow, there's no houses being built, which, by the way, is the only thing that we manufacture in America today is housing. And that's why the housing market has been such a big deal that everybody wants to keep it going. That's the only damn thing we make is houses. That's it. We don't manufacture a damn thing in this country anymore except houses. And that housing market is now flooded with houses that nobody wants or can afford. So there's not going to be any more built. Not for a while. That part of our economy that was still making things is gone. And will be gone. Those people out of work. And if they're out of work, Walmart and McDonald's is out of work. They're not going to need Walmart associates walking around, working too many hours unpaid for a little bit of nothing if no one's coming in to buy. So they're out of work. Whoa. Car dealerships aren't going to be able to sell their cars. Those salesmen are out of work. Insurance salesmen are out of work. Home improvement is out of work. All the little businesses that support the bigger businesses are out of work. No one will be working. See how it dominoes? See what being a liar and a greedy person can do to a wonderful country like this? But see, that's the problem of free markets. That's the problem of this conservative idea. Free markets are good with enough regulations to make sure that they're not crooked markets. We don't have free markets in this country anyway. When a company is making money, they shove it in their pockets. When a company loses money, we have to bail them out to keep everything else going. I'm not for sure at this day and age that we can really keep things going. Like I said, the only thing that's manufactured anymore is homes. And if homes aren't selling, they're not working. If they're not working, they're not buying. And if the places where they're buying isn't selling, they're firing their people. And they can't go someplace else and buy. I got in a little argument with one of the nurses, and she was saying, this ain't no depression. This ain't bad. I was out over the weekend, and everybody was buying things. I tell you, Rick, they were buying things. They were buying things. There's no depression. If there's depression, they wouldn't have been buying things. So I look her in the eye, and I say, were they spending cash or using credit cards? They're digging themselves deeper into a hole, because even she had to admit they were using credit cards. They're digging themselves deeper into a hole. And when everything collapses, no one's working. They're going to lose their cars. They're going to lose their homes. The families are going to break up. They're going to lose. Because of thieves. Because of liars. Because of the conservative fantasy world, this belief system that if you get rid of all the cops, everything's going to work out fine. Trickle down theory. The rich get richer, the money trickles down to you. It's a good thing. Well, I got a little message for you, Mr. and Mrs. Retardican, who votes for these conservatives who have proven that conservatism doesn't work. The trickle-down theory works like this. You're walking around on a street corner with a sign saying, we'll work for any damn thing in the world. You want a blow job? That's going to be your sign. Anything at all to get money. Now, while you're walking around begging for work, begging for handouts, some guy in his penthouse is going to get up by the window, and he's going to piss out that window right down on your head. And guess what, Mr. and Mrs. Retardican? You deserve it because you're stupid. You ride the short bus. You are not smart. So anyway, you have things going on in Congress right now. You have the Democrats pulling together this plan that can work. It can pull us out. It can stop this avalanche. And the fact of the matter is the Republicans want this desperately. God, they want it. They want this bailout to happen. They just don't want to take ownership of the bailout. They want to pretend that they don't want any part of it. They want to pretend, hey, I'm not for that. I don't want the taxpayers. I'm a conservative. I believe in the free market system. And the free market system says if you screw up, you just go out of business. They're lying. Because, you know, Republicans lie. Got that, Mr. and Mrs. Retardican? Republicans lie. They're lying. They know that the rank-and-file people out here who still have a job are going to get pissed if their tax money goes to pay off these banks. So they want to be able to come back home and say, hey, I was against that. You notice I didn't vote for it. There's going to be just enough really safe seats for Republicans so they can sit there and have the vote to join with the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party realizes that you've got to stop this free fall. And they're going to craft the law in such a way that these evildoers don't have any retribution for their illegal acts. They're going to craft it that way. And then enough of the Republicans are going to step back and say, well, I didn't like it. I didn't vote for it because I'm here for you. And they're going to get reelected again. And everybody for the next 20 years are going to talk about how the damn tax and spend Democrats sold America down the creek to bail out rich elitists. Not only was it Clinton's fault, not only did the liberals cause this because they wanted a few people to get good, decent housing, but they bailed out these crooks, these elitist crooks who were the Democratic friends. You know, this is just one gigantic lie, but it's going to work. It's going to work. It is going to work. Because we're dealing with short bus riding retardicans who are going to flippin' believe it. And the first damn chance they get, they're going to vote in another Republican. If Obama gets in and if we get this mess cleaned up, they're going to vote for another Republican again. Because all the damn systems of lies that are set up, Limbaugh, Beck, Sean Hannity, that bastard, Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, all the way through, they're going to lie. And they're going to blame the persons who should not be blamed. And they're going to lie about a bailout that they are praying will happen. They just don't want to take responsibility for the medicine that must be taken. Conservatism doesn't work, but they're going to fool enough stupid people into believing that conservatism did work. And Rangers, the cycle will start again. We will put in enough safeguards to make sure that the banks don't crash again. We will. And this is going to be another 50 years of Republican ruling us and getting us to the point again where things collapse. They learned from the last depression how to set blame, not how to do anything right. If we make it for another 50 years, they will still be in control. My fear is that things will slide to the point that we will disintegrate, and it will be closing time.
Johnson and the Banders, Billy Abner and the Johnny Walker, wisdom running high. And my very sweet companion, she's the angel of compassion. She's rubbing up the world against her thigh. And every drinker, every dancer lives a happy feast to thank her. The fiddler fiddles something so sublime.
Women tear their blouses off, and the men may dance on the polka dots. And his partner found, and his partner lost, and his head to pay when the fiddler stops.
It's closing time.
Stop, it's closed.
I advise that this place be shut up at once.
But everybody's having such a good time.
Yes, much too good a time. The place is to be closed.
But I've no excuse to close it.
Find one.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Oh, yeah. It's closing time. Just enough time to pick up the bottles, gather everything up.
Conversation cussing and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bycod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! Well, it's been since Wednesday that I was on the air. I want to thank Mark Levine for his help on Thursday. Thank him very, very much. He's away from the microphone having he's together with his family. This is one of the, I believe, high holy days in his faith. He'll be back to the air tomorrow evening, I do believe. So stick around for that, 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. But as for us, well, it was Wednesday that I was last on the air, but it feels like a long, long time. A lot more than